Heavenly Father, we bless you. Shine your face over us in this place. I declare this sanctuary covered by the blood of the living Christ. I activate angelic activities over this sanctuary. Let your Shekinah glory be activated in this place. Defend our cause, fight our battle. I declare zero authority of the powers of darkness over this place in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare any witch that flies by, may the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for understanding to permeate the atmosphere in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Please majestically be seated in the presence of the Lord. This evening I'm going to do some teachings, and so there will not be too much excitement from me. I want to lay some foundations and teach about certain things so that you understand what we are dealing with as believers. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let me see. Some of you are going to preach with me today. They can just come pick a mic. Solo, you can pick a mic. Jennifer, pick a mic. I'll let you guys read. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want everyone to have a Bible. If you don't have one, I want to go into some teachings. Amen. I want to begin another teaching today. I have entitled Demonology. Amen. Demonology level 101. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The subject is demonology, level 101. In college, when we say level 101, it means it is an introduction, or it is the beginning of the course. Amen. I have spoken about the subject demonology, and I subtitle it to the level 112. The reason is because of the fact that what I spoke about previously about demonology, there was no foundation. I just spoke about certain things, and you might not understand what I was saying over there. If I have the opportunity, I will preach that series all over again, because I want to lower it a little bit and explain it a little bit and expand it as well. Amen. But this very day, I want to talk about an introduction of the subject of demons. So what is demonology? Demonology entails the study of demons. So simple. Amen. So it is the study of the belief of demons. But the question therefore arises that what are demons? This very night we shall deal with seven things. Out of these seven things, I might talk about three or four of them this very night. The first one we shall speak about is what they are and what they are not. In other words, what are demons? We will talk about what they are and what they are not. Two, we shall talk about the origin, which is the rise and the fall of demons. Three, we shall talk about the nature and the characteristics of demons. We will talk about the demonic character, their nature, how they were formed, and all kinds of things. Their identification. There are some preconceived thoughts about demons. Some people think the devil walks around with horns in his head and all kinds of things. Some people think that demons are ugly. So we want to talk about their nature and their characteristics. Number four, we want to talk about their functions and their occupations. You will come to understand that demons have a job. They have an occupation. They have a career. Amen. And they make sure they do a good job at it. Number five, we will talk about what is demonic possession. What is demonic possession? Number six, we will talk about, can a believer be possessed? Can a believer be possessed? Number seven, we'll talk about the believer's authority. The believer's authority. I want you to understand that there is no expert on the subject of demonology. I arrange these notes as I see fit and as I want to introduce the subject. I am not an authority in the subject, but I have seen a couple of demonic exhibitions here and there. And therefore, I want to address the subject to the best of my knowledge. Amen. If you have any questions, do not approach me tonight. You can approach me later. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand that, you know, I am not an authority in the subject. Amen. Now, we want to talk about what demons are not. If we want to understand what are demons or what is a demon, we first of all have to understand what they are not. Amen. When we understand that demons are not human beings or they are not humans. Amen. So you cannot say that Mr. Russell is a demon. Amen. Hallelujah. Because demons are not human beings. In the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the verse number 12. Somebody can open there, one of you with the mic, and read. Ephesians chapter 6, the verse number 12. We will understand that demons are not flesh and blood. That demons cannot be understood in the context of human beings. If demons are not human, it means their behavior should not be, you know, should not be compared with humans. Deacon Charles, please read.
Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we read that word, for our wrestling is not against what? Oh, you got to preach with me. Our wrestling is not against what? It wasn't good. Our wrestling is not against what? Flesh and blood. What are flesh and blood? Flesh and blood are human beings. Amen. So we understand that we humans are what? Flesh and blood. God said, I will no longer struggle with man, seeing that he is only flesh and blood. In other words, he is what? A human. A human being. Amen. But the Bible tells us that what Paul said, our wrestling is not against flesh and blood. In other words, as believers, we are in a wrestling. We are in a struggle. We are in a contention. We are in a battle. We are fighting something. But what we are fighting is not flesh and blood. So originally I said that Mr. Russell is not a demon. Therefore, I cannot fight Mr. Russell. I cannot hate Mr. Russell. I cannot have anything against him because the battle is not against him. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? Amen. In other words, I cannot be mad with him because the struggle is not against him. The problem I have seems like it was being initiated by him. But if I am a mature believer, I will understand that there is a power behind the scene. So even though it looks like Mr. Russell is the one I am dealing with, the Bible said that I should understand that what? The wrestling is not against him. But rather there is a wrestle that is against powers that are beyond these realms. Are you understanding this? If he said our wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against. The word but is a contradiction to the previous statement telling us that there is a wrestle against principalities. Telling us that principalities are therefore being referred to here not as flesh and blood. Are you understanding this? So therefore, we understand that what? Demons are not human beings. Rather, they are spirit beings. Amen. Somebody turn to Ephesians chapter 2, the verse number 2, and read from there quickly. We understand that demons are not what? Human beings, but they are spirit beings. For Paul tells us that because they are not humans, they exist in the realms of the spirit. Jennifer, please read.
Ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, wherein now you as a believer, you are walking among what? The ruler or the prince or the power of the air. He is what? The prince of the kingdom of the air. Are you understanding this? In other words, he is not talking about a human being, but he is talking about a ruler that rules in the air. Now, this air in translation in the Greek is being translated as a spirit. So if we say that what? I mean, the ruler we are dealing with is the prince or the ruler of the kingdom of the air, then we means that he is the ruler of the kingdom of the spirit world. Are you understanding this? So demons exist within the spirit realms. They are spirits. They cannot exist within the natural earthly realms. But they exist in what we call the cosmos. The cosmos is what? The spirit world. They exist within the supernatural. that makes them superhuman beings. Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this? Amen. Now, the Bible tells us that what? Ephesians 2:2, that what? We are dealing with the prince of the power of the air. Now, we know that the prince we are referring to in this case is Satan or Lucifer. He is being described as a demon that rules in the air. That is why in Ephesians 6, the Bible said, and there are spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Are you understanding me? Those of you who think Satan is under your feet. I hear him as somebody. The Bible says he is over your head. Hallelujah. Those of you who think hell is under the ground, the Bible said it is above you. I hear him as somebody. Are you hearing me? Let me mess up your theology a little bit. There's too much ignorance in Christendom. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible said that spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, not in earthly places, but they are in heavenly places, and there is a prince of the kingdom of the air. In other words, there is a kingdom in the air. Are you understanding this? In other words, there is a kingdom, there is another kingdom, which that kingdom is being ruled by Lucifer, Satan, but that kingdom is not within the earthly realms, it's not in the lower realms, but the Bible said it is in the air, in the spirit world. Now, when we say a kingdom, we are talking about a place, a jurisdiction, a territory of rulership, where certain individuals, whether humans or subhumans or super human beings, live. So we understand that if the Bible said that Satan has a kingdom, then Satan has what? A nation that he rules. Are you understanding this? Now, if we understand these things clearly, that demons are spirit beings, and also we understand that Satan himself is a spirit being. At the same time, we understand that Satan is an archangel, and therefore we understand that he is a fallen archangel. So therefore, we can conclude that demons are unclean spirits or fallen angels. Amen. Turn to the book of Genesis 1:2. Somebody else turn to the book of John chapter 5. Those of you who are reading. Somebody else turn to the book of Ezekiel 28, the verse number 1 to 5. The fourth person turn to Ezekiel 28, 11 to 17. The first person, Genesis 1, 2. The second person, John 1, 5. The third person, Ezekiel 2, 8. The fourth person, Ezekiel 28, 11, 17. The third person is Ezekiel 28, 1, 5. Amen. Now, if we understand that demons are spirits, they are unclean spirits, and they are also fallen angels. Amen. Therefore, now we can understand their origin. Now I want to deal with the origin of demons. So we understand what they are not and what they are. We know that they are what? Spirit beings, unclean spirit. Now we want to understand, if we have been able to establish that they are fallen angels, then now we can understand their origin. The first person read from Genesis 1:2.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water.
Okay. Read it again, Genesis 1:2. I want you to listen carefully.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Okay. So, and the earth was without form and void. And what? And what? Oh, are you afraid to talk? I'm talking. Don't be afraid. And what? And darkness did what? Was upon the face of the deep. The second person read from John 1:5 quickly. John 1:5.
And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not.
Hallelujah. So, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness did what? The darkness did what? The darkness did not comprehend it. In other words, the darkness was not able to overcome the light. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis 1, we understand one thing. Those of you with the mic, don't be playing with the mic before I take it away from you. I'm just kidding. Amen. Hallelujah. In Genesis 1, 2, the Bible says that, and darkness moved on the face of the deep. What is darkness? Darkness in the Bible, when you read the Bible, darkness means ignorance. Darkness means misery. It means fear. Darkness means sin. So therefore, the Bible said, and darkness covered the face of the deep. Darkness covered the waters in Genesis 1. The Bible said that in Genesis 1, 2, the Bible said, 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The verse number 2 said, and the earth was without form and void. Why was it without form? Because darkness had covered the deep. The earth was chaotic. Are you hearing me, somebody? The earth was disorganized. The earth was in a messy situation. Why? Because darkness had covered the deep. Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this? Now, this is what happens when demons take over your life. They make you void of understanding, which is ignorance. And they mess up your life. They disorganize your life. You learn about Beelzebub, the prince of demons. A destructive spirit that comes into your life and makes your life a garbage. Are you understanding this? Amen. So the Bible said darkness covered the deep. In other words, what? A spirit. We are talking about a spirit that took over the deep. A spirit that releases darkness. A spirit that initiates darkness. The Bible said that spirit took over the deep. That spirit covered the deep. Are you hearing me, somebody? And in the book of John 1:5, the apostle John explains it further by saying that what? And the light came. Genesis said, and God said, let there be light. Hallelujah. So the reason why the light came was as a result of what? Are you all here? Amen. The reason why the light came was as a result of the darkness. So the Bible said that the darkness came to reverse that which what? The light. The light came to reverse that which the darkness had done. So the light came to turn around that which darkness has done. The Bible said when the light came, it overpowered the darkness because the darkness could not comprehend it. Are you understanding this? So wherever there are demonic operation, so that the Bible makes it very clear that in the beginning there was a demonic operation. So if we are dealing with the origin of demons, it tells us that demons predate human beings. Are you understanding this? For the Bible tells us that their operation existed in Genesis 1:2. That they were in force in Genesis 1:2. That they were in operation in Genesis 1:2. They took over the earth and make it full of ignorance, misery, and chaos. So they existed before man was created later on. Are you understanding this? Are you with me? Now, if we understand from Genesis 1:2 and John chapter 1 verse 5, that demons predate human beings, it still doesn't tell us their origin. Somebody read Ezekiel 28, 1 to 5.
Ezekiel 28, verse 1 to 5. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God.
Wait a minute. It said, the word of the Lord came unto me and said what? Son of man, say unto who?
Tyrus.
Oh, not you, everybody. Say unto who? Beloved, listen to me very, very carefully. Listen to me very, very carefully. I'm not preaching, I am teaching. Amen. And there are certain things in the Bible, you will read them and you will take them for granted because you will not really try to understand them because you are in a hurry. Maybe you need a job seriously. What you are looking for is scripture to get a job. You don't really read the Bible to study the Bible. And if you do that, the devil will hold you hostage. I'm telling you, you will go around Kadesh Barnea to Kadesh Barnea. You will never finish your life. What is Kadesh Barnea? Hallelujah. The Bible said the Israelites went around the wilderness of Kadesh to Kadesh to Kadesh to Kadesh. Hallelujah. In other words, as they were going for 40 years, they were going and they thought it was a new place, but they ended up where they began called Kadesh Barnea. And every day they were seeing new miracle. Manna was falling, pillar of fire was there, pillar of cloud was there. So you are here in the church, you say, oh, God is doing wonders. You are still in Kadesh Barnea. Are you hearing me, somebody? You are stuck up in one place, going around in circle, thinking, oh, it's happening all around. Nothing is happening around you. It's still Kadesh. You are still in the wilderness. Finish that. So, it's a son of man.
Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre.
Say unto the prince of who? Say unto the prince of who? Now, I want you to notice the name very carefully and understand the language by which God tell Ezekiel to speak unto this king or this prince. Read on.
Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up and thou hast said, I am a God.
He said, you have said that I am what? A God. Read on.
I sit in the seat of God. In the midst of the sea.
Wait a minute. He said, I sit in the midst of God. In the what? In the middle of the sea. Genesis 1:2 said, and darkness moved over the deep. The deep is what? The waters. The sea. Are you understanding this? This is the origin of the marine kingdom. Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this? He said what? He said, you have said to yourself that you are a God. And that you now reside in the middle of the sea. When you read the book of Revelation, the Bible said, and the woman sat in the middle of the sea. So you understand that throughout the Bible, certain things are made to align with each other. And you will not understand it. You don't treat the devil like he was born yesterday. You were born yesterday as a believer. But Satan was not born yesterday. Read on.
Yet thou art a man.
He said, yet you are what? Yet you are what? Meaning there is a limitation. Read on.
And not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. With thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. By the great wisdom and by the thy traffic has thou...
That's the verse number 5?
Yes.
Okay.
Verse 5. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic has thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches.
Amen. Now, he said, thou art what? Wiser than Daniel. Now, somebody read the verse number 11 to 17. This is where I want you to take serious note. We are dealing with the origin of demons. This is where I want you to take note. The verse number 11.
Ezekiel 28.
Yes. 28, verse number 11 to 17. Take note over there.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros.
Take up a lamentation upon who?
The king of Tyros.
Upon who?
The king of Tyros.
So God is speaking to a human being, right? So God is speaking to a human being. Now read on, please.
And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, you seal up the psalm full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden, the garden of God.
Wait a minute. He said you seal up what? The psalm of what?
Full of wisdom.
You are full of wisdom and what? And perfect in beauty. He said, and thou was in Eden. Are you hearing me, somebody? He said, and thou was in Eden. He's talking to a human being called King of Tyre. And now he says unto him that what? You are the perfection of all creation. You are the sum of all wisdom. And you were in Eden, the mountain of the Lord. Now, how many people were in Eden? Two. So two people were in Eden. Jesus. And now the Bible is saying that what? This man was in Eden. No. You are not wrong. Don't make it because. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand the scriptures. Take them very critical when you read them. Because this seems like a contradiction. He said that what you were in Eden, and it wasn't just anyone speaking. It was God speaking to Ezekiel to go and tell the king that you are the sum of all wisdom. In other words, you are wiser than a regular human being. You are wiser than all the men, including Daniel, the wisest man that lived. He said, you are what? The sum of all beauty or perfection. You are the sum of all beauty or what? Perfection. And he said, you were in Eden. Now we understand that only two people were in Eden. Definitely not this guy. Hallelujah. So we know that God is not directly speaking to this king. We know that the message was not being addressed to the king of Tyros, but it was being addressed to a demon that has possessed him. Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this? So we can understand that there was a demon that has inhibited him, and that demon was the sum of all wisdom and perfect in all beauty. And that demon was in Eden because we understand that there was a demon in Eden apart from Adam and Eve. Are you understanding this? And we understand that that demon was not ugly. Therefore, demons are not ugly. He said, you were the sum of all wisdom and beauty. You were a perfect being. Read on, please.
Every precious stone was your covering.
Every precious stone was your covering. Go on.
The sardius, topaz, yes, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper and sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes was prepared in you in the day that you were created.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we understand that this specific demon was made of all the precious stones. Another definition, another translation said that, and your covering was covered with gold. In other words, your wings that you mounted with, he said your wings were made of gold.
Yeah, people say, I've seen angels, be careful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, there are people I fear on this earth. One, I have seen God. One, I have seen the devil. You think Satan can only be in one place at one time. Somehow he left wherever he was and he came and met you. Who are you? Then you are the, then I have to be afraid of you. If Satan can be in one place and he chose to be with you that night, are you hearing me, somebody? Then you are dangerous. You are a dangerous human being. And people will say, I went to hell and I came back. Who told you you went to hell? Look, when you read the Bible, you understand that there is no fire in hell. Those of you who think there is fire, there is no fire in hell. When the Bible says fire, it doesn't mean physical fire. So people come and say, oh, and people were burning in the fire. It wasn't no physical fire. They said people were tortured in hell. I saw people being cut and their legs were being cut and they were not dying. They don't torture nobody in hell. Nobody gets cut. Read the Bible and understand the Bible. Don't let people lie to you out of ignorance. Please read on.
You are the anointed cherub who covers. You are the anointed cherub who covers. And I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
Amen. He said, you are what? The anointed cherub or the anointed archangel, the guardian angel who covers, or in other words, you were in authority over all the other angels, speaking specifically to Lucifer. He said, you were in the holy mountains of God. You walked in the high place of God. So you understand their origin. You understand their creation. We are talking about Lucifer. And if this describes his creation, then it tells you about his cohort. It tells you about those that associated themselves with him. That they also had the same eminence. That they were also created with the same glory.
except that Lucifer was highly glorified than them. For the Bible said, among the angels, he was the anointed cherub that covers. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding? So you stand there, Satan, I bind you and you are doing your makeup. Are you serious? Do you know who you are binding? I'm telling you, Satan, I bind you and you are eating. Look, you better take the devil serious. Jesus said, this kind does not come out. I don't know what you have dealt with in life. He said, this kind, the disciples said, why couldn't we cast this out? He said, this specific kind does not come out. There are weak Christians in church. He said, this kind we are dealing with does not come out except by prayer and fasting. And there are some Bible translators who don't fast. So in other Bible, they take fasting out and they say except by prayer. I think the NIV does the same thing. He said, except by prayer and what? Fasting. This kind will never come out. So you want to eat and eat and eat. And you see me lose weight and say, Pastor, gain some weight. You have no idea. You have no idea. I will gain weight. Don't worry. I will gain my weight. But I will not gain it the way you want me to gain it. Amen. I will gain it in the spirit. You gain it in the natural. He said, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. You see, so you have to understand, if you know the origin of what you are dealing with, you will know how to handle it. In the book of Job, the Bible says certain people speak certain things about the angels out of ignorance. They do not understand what they are dealing with. In the book of Jude, we will go there later on so that you understand what I'm talking about. That even there is a way by which you address fallen angels. Are you hearing me, somebody? Please finish it up to the verse number 17. We are running out of time.
You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you.
Mm.
By the multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned. Therefore, I will cast you as profane after the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness.
It says your heart was lifted up as a result of your what? Beauty. Because of your perfect stage of creation, he said pride took over your life. And you wanted to be more than I created you.
Uh-huh.
He said you wanted to be more than I created you. Out of pride, you wanted to exceed your beauty. I'm not saying it, but I'm going there. Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? Doing whatever it takes and whatever you must to exceed that which God has made you to be, torment yourself over it, is a sin. Are you hearing me, somebody? I said you cannot exceed the expectation or the potential of your creation. That what God said unto him, God said that what? I created you to be so. In other words, there is a limitation to your creation. He said, I created you to be beautiful. I created you to be perfect. But he said, and I created you to be so. In other words, it was I who limited you. How far your beauty can go and your glory can go. That there is a place you could not exceed. But the devil wanted to exceed it. He wanted to go beyond it. And the Bible said he was filled with pride and arrogance. And he wanted to do beyond that which God has created him to be. And he started a coup d'etat in heaven, a revolution, and angels who were with him, and they also had the same mindset, also said, well, we also want to increase our power and our dominion. And they joined with the devil. And God said, and I threw you out of the holy mountains, out of Eden. I cast you down. He said, and I expelled you out of your territory. You could stop there. Somebody read the book of Jude 1:6. Somebody else read the book of 1 Kings 22:22. So we understand how this spirit, this unclean spirit, how they were created in their glory and in their beauty. The Bible said they walk in the holy mountain of God. They tasted the best things that God had ever created. When we talk about the holy mountains, we are talking about the presence of God. We are talking about the place where you are trying to go now, heaven. The devil has been there and he's back. Are you hearing me, somebody? He has been to the presence of God and he just returned back. So the Bible says that what? These demons were once upon a time, they were exalted. They walked in glory until iniquity was found in them. Wickedness was found in them. And the Bible said, and they fell. Jude chapter 1. Let's talk about the fall.
And the angels.
1:6.
And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
Hallelujah. He said, and the angels which kept not their first estate. In other words, their first estate was the abode of God, the holy mountains of God. They walked in the presence of God where God has set them to be. But the Bible says that they did something which we read in the book of Ezekiel. They rebelled against God and God threw them out of their original estate and they fell. Now, what happened over there? The Bible said that, they did not keep their estate. But they deserted their proper dwelling place. That was their proper dwelling place with the abode of God. And the Bible said, and they fell. But when they fell well. Amen. Let's talk about some types of demons so that you know what I mean by they fell very well. Amen. There are two types of demons. There are those who are loosed and those who are bound. 2 Peter chapter 2. I made a mistake. Yes. Somebody else, you could read Luke chapter 8:31 when he is done.
For he God spared not the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person.
Amen. That's fine. The Bible said that what God did not spare the angels that what fell. Amen. The Bible said God did not spare the angels that fell, but the Bible said he bound them in chains of darkness. And the Bible said he placed them in a place called what? The abyss, which is hell. In the Bible, you see two things. We have hell and we have Hades. Amen. Hallelujah. So that you understand that you cannot really go to hell. There are no exits in hell. You don't go and come back. It doesn't work like that. Are you understanding me? There are 12 gates in heaven, the Bible said. But there are no gates in hell. For the Bible says that when Lazarus was over there, he said unto Father Abraham that send Lazarus, and Father Abraham said unto him, he said, there is a great chasm between us. You cannot come and we cannot go to you. Are you understanding this? So when we talk about hell, it is another lower level beneath Hades. Amen. So the Bible said that what? I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Not the gates of hell, but the gates of Hades. There is a difference. Are you hearing me? Amen. Now, somebody else read the other one. Luke chapter 8:31. Luke 8:31. Quickly, please.
And they bartered him that he would not command them to go out into the deep.
And what? Luke 8:31.
And they bartered him. And they besought him and they that he would not command them to go out into the deep.
Don't mind them, young lady. Read the scripture, okay? Read it. Don't mind them. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus had an interaction with certain demons. And the Bible said the demons besought him that he would not command them to go into the deep. Now, these were demons who were loosed. But previously in the book of, later on in the book of Peter, we are told that what? There are other demons who have been what? Bound. Amen. They are kept. Jude tells us that they are chained in everlasting or eternal chains of darkness. Are you understanding this? Jude said they are in eternal chains of darkness. That's why some of you Christians say, well, if the angels fell and the Bible said God had chained them, how come they are still fighting us? Amen. So you understand that there are those who are loosed and there are those who are what? Bound. And you cannot bound a demon who is loosed. Are you hearing me? As some of you pray unconstitutional prayers. Amen. I say you cannot bound a demon that is loose. He said unto Jesus, he said, Son of David, he said, have you come to destroy us before our time? A demon expressed his right and said, listen, you cannot bind me. You cannot cast me into the abyss. So you understand that there are angels, there are fallen angels or demons who are meant to be what? Loosed. Say, I bind you. Satan, that is why he's not bound. You can rebuke him. Amen. But you cannot bound him. Hallelujah. Amen. So you understand that you can rebuke demons. Language is very, very important. Are you hearing me, somebody? So that when you communicate something, the demon look at you like, are you serious? I am the one binding you. Because by God's giving right, the demon also cannot be bound. God has bound those that needs to be bound, and he has loosed those that needs to be loosed. He's a principled God. Amen. For in the book of Judges, he said unto Joshua, he said, don't kill all the enemies. Leave some for your children to come and fight. I want to test them. Hallelujah. So I am not surprised that he left some of the fallen angels. Hallelujah. So you cannot bound them when they are loose. You can rebuke them and you can evict them. So Jesus evicted them out of the man, and yet they made another demand. They said, if you are evicting us, find us another apartment. You see, I'm telling you this because if you don't understand what you are dealing with, your prayer is very, very miserable. Says, Satan, I rebuke you. For what? To what? To do what? Satan, I evict you. To go where? To live in your living room or to live in the bathroom? Where are you evicting me to? Satan, I evict you from your head to your leg. Where are you evicting him to? Amen? So you have to understand that what? When Jesus evicted them, they said, listen, we have to go somewhere else. So that when you are dealing with their spirit, you know how to cast them out. You don't just pray and speak. It will come back to you. Are you understanding this? The Bible says that the seven sons of Levite were casting out a demon. And the demon said unto them that what? You know, the demon said, Peter, Paul, I know. And Jesus, I know, but who art thou? So they said, we cast you out in the name of that Jesus that Paul preaches. They don't know the Jesus themselves. The Jesus themselves, they don't know. And they said, we cast you out in the name of the Jesus that Paul is talking about. So those of you who borrow people's words to pray, be careful. The demons know you are ignorant still. You see, among us, you can fool us. You can batter your face with makeup. The demon doesn't look at your face with the makeup. He looks at your spirit, your temperature in the realms of the spirit world. He sees you for who you are. So you come and you are smiling. He knows you are sad. So, I'm not going to tell anybody my problem. The demon know your problem. You don't need to tell us. If you don't tell us, we are not the one doing you.
Are you hearing me somewhere? There is something else going on behind the scene. He said, we cast you out in the name of the Jesus that Paul preaches. They don't know the Jesus himself, themselves. They don't understand the principle behind the casting out of demons, the expelling of demons. The Bible said if a demon is cast from a man and the demon goes around, the Bible said he does not leave. The Bible said when a demon is cast out of a man, he goes around. He still walks around your neighborhood. Once in a while, he come and check you out. To see if the house is in order. And the Bible said that when he comes and he finds out that the place is dry, the Bible said he enters the person again and possesses them. So you understand what we are dealing with. That if you're going to cast out a demon, cast him out right. Because they know they are right and they know what they have to do. Understand that there are bindables and there are what? Losables. Amen. Finally for today, we will deal with this and then I close and then we pray some prayers and then we are out. Characteristics and the nature of demons. Genesis chapter 3, the verse number 1-6. Somebody read there. Mark 5-7, somebody read there. Acts 19-15, somebody read there. Luke 4-10, somebody open there. Mark 5-9, somebody open there. Matthew 8-31, and Mark 1-5. Let me say it again. Genesis 3, verse 1-6. Mark 5-7, Acts 19-15. Luke 4:10, Mark 5:9, Matthew 8:31, and Mark 1:5. We are talking about the characteristics of demons. That within the demonic operations, when you are dealing with demons, first of all, we know that it's not all that is ugly that is a demon. Some of you think that when somebody is ugly, it means they are possessed. I rather choose to be afraid of very, very beautiful girls because they are dangerous. From the scheme of what I've seen, they are more possessed than anybody else. Amen. I know you didn't like it, but it's the truth. Honestly, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. Shy. Beautiful things. He said to Satan, he said, you are the sum of all beauty. He said, when it comes to beauty, you are the mark of beauty. So beautiful things, beware. Gentlemen and ladies, beware of tall guys. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. No, I was just kidding about that one, sorry. We are talking about their characteristics and nature. The demons are very sophisticated. They have intelligence, they are not ignorant. They have intellect. Somebody read Genesis 3, 1, 6. Genesis 3, 1 to 6.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Amen. Hallelujah. So we understand that what this serpent was cunning, being possessed by a demon spirit. Now we know that demons are spirit. In other words, they have no body. They are disembodied beings. So that what? In order for them to coexist on the earth, in order for them to fulfill their agenda and their operation on earth, they first need a body to possess. And because man has the sole right upon the earth, the demon needs your body to exercise authority over the earth. Demons have no jurisdiction over the earth. They only have control over the earth if they have a human body to use. That is why God has to take the form of a man to come upon the earth to exercise the divine authority over the earth. Because he couldn't do it outside of the earthly realm.
Because he had given his word and he has said that God said, I give man dominion over the earth. Let him subdue everything over the earth. The word subdue is an act of authority. The word subdue means you cannot be conquered. He said, let man be able to subdue everything that clips and move over the earth. So that you understand that within the earthly realms, no spirit, no demon, no witch can overthrow your life. Oh, that is where you say amen. I say within the earthly realms, you as a human being, you have authority than angels. Are you hearing me, somebody? Within these earthly realms. Within these earthly realms, no demon has power over your life. No demon can be able to subdue your life. Within these earthly realms, the Bible said, and you are more than conquerors. Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? So the earth is the what? The habitation of man. The earth is the what? The room where man has dominion. Where nothing can rule over man. That even Elohim himself, Yahweh himself, had to take the form of a man. For the Bible said, great is the mystery of godliness. That God took the form of a man. That God could not fulfill his agenda upon the earth except if he takes the form of a man. The same way demons or fallen angels or unclean spirits cannot fulfill anything unless they can possess something. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, please? That is why when Jesus cast them out, they said, listen, you have to give us a place of operation. Give us another body. Because the only way they can function on the earthly realm is to have a body to possess. Are you hearing me, somebody? What was I talking about? But I'm talking about the intellect of demons. The intellect of demons. The characteristics of them, their nature, that they are not ignorant. The Bible says, for lack of knowledge, my people are perishing. There is one thing you will not find with demons, they are not ignorant, they are well informed. Are you understanding me? He told the woman that what did God say that you shall not eat all this? How did he know? Where was that demon when God was speaking? How did that demon carry that information? So you got to understand that what you cannot manipulate your way with demons in your regular human mind. You cannot fool them. You cannot trick them. I'm going to take this thing. Nobody's going to see me. You were possessed before you took it. Hallelujah. 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 You have to understand that they have advanced information before you. So the Bible tells us that what this spirit had knowledge beyond the woman, had knowledge that the woman did not have, and even said unto the woman, the reason why God said you should not eat of it is because if you eat of this, you shall become like God. Or you shall become gods. In the actual translation. He said, if you eat of this fruit, you shall become what? Gods. But not knowing God had already made them to be gods. But in doubt, they did not have. There is wisdom. The Bible said, and you were made with the sum of all wisdom. There is wisdom. Unless you have divine wisdom, I am telling you, there are certain things within the realms of the supernatural. It's not how many years of education you have. It's not the mathematics and the science. Are you hearing me, somebody? There are certain things that will mess you up because in the realms of the spirit, science doesn't make sense. Science is now trying to catch up. Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? Acts chapter 19, 15. Let me rush through this quickly. Somebody read Acts 19, 15. The part I wanted to get to, we can't get there today. But it's okay. He will survive. Acts 19:15, quickly, please.
And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?
He said, and the evil spirit had knowledge, had more knowledge than the people who came to cast him out. The most dangerous thing you can do is to go around praying for people and you don't know what spirit is in operation inside of them. Be careful. You have learned some ABC of Christianity, so you think you are macho. I tell people, it's not everything that you pray for, and it's not everyone that you give to. Are you understanding me? The evil spirit, the demons had more knowledge than those believers had. They said, Paul, we know. We are familiar with him. And we also know about Jesus. Somehow they knew that those Christians, I mean not Christians, but those believers were ignorant. They did not know what authority they had. They didn't read their Bible. They keep it under their pillow to protect them. Once in a while they pray. Once in a while they read. And the demon knew them very well than they even knew themselves. I'm telling you, man, it's not how you dress. I said they know your spiritual nature. They know how weak and how vulnerable you are. Because they looked at them. There were seven of them. He's only one demon. Fool all of them. I'm telling you, it's not in the number. Seven of them, one demon. Didn't even fight them, just fool them. Knowledge. I'm telling you that you have to be careful in dealing with demons, because if you are a believer and you don't spend time to understand and to digest the word of God, you will die before your time. The Bible said, and the demon possessed them, took over their life, all seven of them. Luke chapter 4, 10. So two characteristics. They have intellect. They have knowledge. Luke 4:10.
For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee.
Amen. Wait. That is it. He said, for it is written. Who is speaking over here? Oh, some of you don't read the Bible. Who is speaking over here? Satan. Who is speaking over here? Satan. He said, for it is written. Listen, the devil doesn't walk around carrying the Bible. Are you hearing me, somebody? He doesn't walk around carrying a Bible or tattoo a Bible on him to show that he knows the scriptures or he loves Jesus. Are you hearing me, somebody? The Bible said that let your body be the living epistles. That as you walk as a believer, the word of God is inside of you. There were times when Christians memorized Bible verses. But today, if I go around and say, oh, give me five memory verse to be tag of war. Oh, pastor, but this is not important. Just give me some more time, pastor. Then you start your John 10:30. Some of you don't even know what John 10:30 says. I'm telling you, some of you don't know. I'm saying the honest truth. Some of you don't know what is written in John 10:30. Are you hearing me, somebody? Christian, you remember? Those times, kids, 9-year-olds, you ask them, John 10:30, they will tell you John 10:30. They will give you several scriptures. But today, we have been in church for several years and people don't know what is in John 10:30 while the devil is quoting scriptures and you think you can beat him up. While demons are reciting memory verses. And they are trickish. Because they don't even recite it right. For the reason that they know you also don't know it. So they mess you up. So God just spoke. God didn't say nothing to you. You said it. God didn't say nothing to you. The Bible said the demon or Satan said unto Jesus that what it is written. It is written, and this is something that was quoted in the Psalms. And Jesus also said unto him that what? It is also written.
Oh, the devil comes to you and the devil tells you something and you are there and say, Satan, it doesn't matter what you say. I still bind you in the blood. No, no, you don't get it. You don't get it. So Satan, it doesn't matter what you bring against me. I am still a child of God. You still don't get it.
Jesus did not play tug of war with him. He did not say, listen, I am God. I created you. But he quoted the devil back and said, it is also written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And until you are able to absorb yourself in the word of God, memorize scriptures and walk with scriptures, until you become a walking Bible, a living epistle, until every word that comes out of your mouth smells like the scriptures, we are failing in our exercising authority over demons. Your prayer life becomes something meant by your own voice because you don't understand what you are binding. I'm telling you, these demons, they will not go because you say so. I'm telling you. They will not go unless you have had an acquired divine knowledge of your nature and who you are. They will not listen to you. He said, it is also written. In other words, the devil had a Bible education. He has scripture. I mean, he had knowledge of the scriptures. He knew what was in the Bible.
Mark chapter 5:7-9.
Mark
chapter 5. Give me some 10 more minutes. We'll pray. Mark 5:7-9.
Mark 5:7-10. And I read. He shouted, Jesus, Son of Man, in heaven, what do you want with me? Promise me in God's name that you won't torture me. The man said this because Jesus had already told the evil spirit to come out of him. Jesus asked, what is your name? The man answered, My name is Lot, because I have lots of evil spirits.
My name is what?
Lot.
Who?
Lot.
What Bible translation is that? That thing needs to be bind and rebuke and cast out. Lot.
Yes.
Jesus.
Not to understand.
Wow. Is that the contemporary Bible? I'm telling you, that Bible, they need to bind that Bible. Nobody should read that Bible. There is nothing good in that Bible. Can't believe it. My name is Lot. In other words, he's saying that we are a lot.
Yes.
But that doesn't do justice to what is being said over here. That's why I'm saying that. The actual interpretation using the word legion, has to do with something that was understood. So it's not a matter of numbers, but it was a matter of organization and skill. Because when he said legions, we are talking about those days, among the Roman soldiers, a legion means over 3,000 soldiers who were highly skilled. A battalion. A centurion controls 100. A legion is what? Over 3,000. Bible theologians will say it is 6,000. But it was not in their number, but they were trained. They were soldiers. So the word he used was very practical. So that they were not ignorant. They had skill. They were trained. They were masters on the battlefield. They were armed. Read on. Thank you for bringing that Bible up, man. I know you borrowed it from the church. It is our fault. We provided it. Amen. Hallelujah. Read on, please.
My name is Legion.
Uh-huh. Yes, read on.
For we are many.
We are many.
Verse 10. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we understand that one of their character tells us that they have names. So that one of the easiest way to
cast out a demon and to expel them is to expose them of their name, their identity. So that if you are not able to detect what exactly is functioning, I'm telling you, you shall be binding, losing, casting, spelling, and nothing is happening. So I'm going. I'm not going. I'm telling you, some of you, you don't know. You cast a demon out and the demon has the nerve to tell you, I'm going. Then the demon changed mind. I am not going. At that time, you are worn out, you are sweating, and you are dying. I'm not going. You might give up at that point. So you have to know that you have to be able to discern as a believer what spirit you are dealing with. So that you don't sweat, you don't waste your time. Are you understanding me? So that when Jesus approached this spirit, you know, the demon knew, had information that what Jesus was about to cast it out. So the demon said, Son of David, what have you come to do? The demon knew. The demon was afraid. Demons have emotions. I'm serious. I'm telling you. You read the Bible. That's one of their characteristics. Demons have emotions. What's that phrase? The Son of David, what are you coming to do? Please, don't take me. Don't get me out. I'm telling you, but you have to understand that there is no mercy and sympathy for such spirits. The way some of you pray, you are too nice. So the demon pleaded with him. They were able to communicate with him. In other words, demons can talk. They can communicate. Amen?
Oh, Mark 1:24. Some of you are guessing.
Mark 1:24, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God.
Hallelujah. They said, I know who you are. Understand that what one of the characters of demons is that they know who you are. I hear me, somebody. Maybe I may not know who you are, but they know who you are. So that when you are praying, you see, it's not those fake things you want all of us to know you can pray. No. You are not praying against me. I am not your problem. The one who is your problem say, I know who you are. Are you hearing somebody? And they know your actual nature and your actual character. They know what you possess. They know you are afraid. You know, even though you are standing there, oh God, I plead the blood. They know you are still scared.
We're having a prayer meeting one day, and we said, lift up your hands, everybody lift up your hands. And I said, say after me, and then we said it. And then I said, say, in the name of Jesus, I call fire to consume every evil spirit in my family. One woman was standing there looking quietly. She said, Pastor, if I do it and later on they come and beat me, you are not going to be there. Because later when the fight comes, you will be by yourself. That's why when we are in church and I say after, some of you don't want to say nothing. You are afraid. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Tonight I pray that the Bible said God has not given you a spirit of fear. I pray that any demonic operations, any demonic maneuvers and schemes against your life, may it backfire, may it never work in your life. I declare that any demon that has been released, assigned to your life, assigned to your destiny, we expel them and we cast them and we evict them out of your life in the name of Jesus, into the deep. In Jesus' name I pray, I declare that any demon that camouflage itself and possess your friends to work against your life, may the fire of the Holy Ghost scan them and run through them and release your life this very night. In
in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that any demon that is in possession of your job, in possession of your apartment, warring and fighting against you, may the earth open and may the earth receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that any marine spirit, any demonic powers in the heavenly places, any spiritual wickedness fighting your life, today I set them on fire. I declare by the blood of the living Christ, let them be uncomfortable, that your life be released tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that any demon that is battling with your life, trying to possess your life, trying to possess your house, I draw the bloodline around your life, around your house, and I declare zero tolerance. May the fire consume them in the name of Jesus. I declare in the spirit of darkness, in the unclean spirit that comes around you by night, may the angel of God be activated on your behalf to defend you, to run them out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Any demon that comes to intimidate you, that fights you and tell you you have no knowledge and tells you you don't know anything, I declare they are liars in the name of Jesus Christ. May God ignite your fire. May God revive you. May the spirit of the Holy Ghost possess your life. I declare from today, when the demons see you, they shall scream. They shall scream. I declare from today, I say when they see you, they shall cry out, what have you come to do to us? Why are you here in this apartment, in this neighborhood? Why have you come? I declare today, you shall be an intimidation to the demons. You shall frustrate the demons. Let the tables turn around and let the tables favor you in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is possessed, that sees you and try to mess your life, I declare today, when they see you, they shall close their eyes. They shall run away. They shall bow before you in the name of Jesus. I declare, you shall not be afraid of the terrors by night. You shall not be afraid of the pestilence that come by due day. You shall not be afraid of the angel of death. You shall not be afraid of any satanic enchantment, any divinations, any demonic bylaws. You shall not be afraid of any astral projection, any psychic incantations. You shall not be afraid, for the Lord of hosts shall be your savior. He shall be your fortress. He shall be your Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that when Jesus was alive, he said, all power has been given to me. But the Bible said, when he was living, he said, all power is yours. All power has been given to you. I declare tonight, you have power over every demon. I said, you have power. I said, you have power over every demon. When Jesus was alive, he said, I am the light of this earth. But when he left, he said, you are the light. I declare to you, you are the light. No darkness shall overcome you. No darkness shall consume you. I said, you are the light. I said, you are the light. Wherever you shall go and there is darkness, the darkness will not comprehend you. The darkness will not overpower you, for you are the light. May the Lord of hosts lift you up above your adversaries in the name of Jesus Christ. May you possess your possession. Any demon that has cheated you out of your life, out of your possession, tonight may you possess it. May you possess it in the name of Jesus. Any demon that has robbed your life, that has stolen from your life, the Bible said, when the thief is arrested, he shall restore sevenfold. Tonight, let them restore. Let them restore everything they took away.
away from you. I said seven times, let them restore. Let them restore. In the name of Jesus, the Bible said, one way they shall come, and seven ways they shall flee in pieces. I declare tonight, I said, though they come, they shall run away. They shall run away. They came one way, they will go several ways. For the Lord is your defense. The Lord is your rock. He is your salvation. I pray, the Lord is your rock. You shall not be afraid. Yet though David said, I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I shall not be afraid. I declare to somebody, it may be hard, but you shall not be afraid. For the Lord will see you through. He will see you through. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Kapapada. Open your mouth and talk to him. Lapanda yaba. Kapapapapapa. Lepapapapapo. Lepapapanda ya. Kapapandi yalapa. Lepapapapapanda ya. Kapanda yapa yata. Shikarapapapapapa. You have power, you have power. Over every demonic, it doesn't matter how sophisticated they are, it doesn't matter the nature of their creation, you have more power over them. For Jesus said, I give you all power, I give you all power. I believe you have power tonight. You have power to exercise, power to expel every demon. I believe tonight you have power to run them out, to chase them out. Cry to the Lord. Any demonic activities around your life, we chase them out, we evict them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we draw the bloodline of demarcation around our children, around our household, around our job, around our schooling, around our life. We draw the bloodline and we declare no fly zone for any demon, no fly zone for any witch, any unclean spirit. We declare today zero tolerance. Let the fire meet you. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost meet you in the name of Jesus. Somebody pray to the Lord. Somebody pray to the Lord. Somebody pray. The Bible says we are praying this final prayer. The demons express themselves emotionally and say, Son of Man, what have you come to do? What have you come to do? So we beseech you, do not cast us out. He said, we beg of you. We beg of you. I said, the demons are at your mercy. Are you hearing me, somebody? I said, they are at your mercy. Are you hearing me, somebody? David said, who is man that thou has created him a little lower than Elohim? Elohim is a plural meaning little gods, signifying the angels. That who is man that you have made him lower than angels? In other words, man was created lower than demons and angels. But then when the angels fell, and man was also elevated by the blood of the living God, man became supreme and man became above angels and above demons. I declare in your life today, by the doings of the blood of Calvary and by the working of Jesus Christ, who said, I make them a spectacle, I make a public disgrace of them. I declare in your life today, any demon assigned to mess up your life, let them be disgraced. Let them be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody begin to pray. Somebody begin to pray. Any demon working against your life, fighting against your family, let them be exposed by fire. Let them be exposed. Let them be exposed. Let them be exposed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, somebody pray, pray, pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. You got to understand that demons are the most vulnerable beings roaming the face of the earth. They said unto Jesus, "We know you." But they become vulnerable when you also know them. I hear from somebody. They were vulnerable of Jesus because Jesus knew them. I hear from somebody. I said, demons are vulnerable when they know who you are. They said, "Paul, I know." In other words, if it was Paul, we shall not complain, we shall leave. But you. I hear from somebody. It means it's not anyone that can challenge them. But if they know who you are, they are vulnerable. They will exit. They will evict the place without any questions. Tonight, I pray, let the praise and worship team come. Tonight, I pray. May the hand of Yahweh fall on you. May he activate every giftings of the Holy Spirit inside of you. May the authority of the blood of the living lamp work in your life. Wherever you are deficient in your Christian life, may the Holy Ghost quicken you over there. From tonight, may you expel demons. From tonight, may you speak to demons and cast them out in the name of Jesus. From tonight, may you not be afraid of the terrors that come by night. May you not be afraid of the pestilence by noonday. May you not be afraid of them that wasted in the afternoon. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that may you exercise authority and boldness and courage in the name of Jesus Christ. May you speak with boldness. May you stand at the gates of your enemies and may you contend with them. May you overrun them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands to the Lord. He has become
my salvation.
Lift up your voice and sing it.
He
let it be a confession.
My salvation.
Let it be a confession on your lips.
Oh, the Lord.
The Lord is.
He has become.
Oh, sing it up.
My salvation.
Oh, the Lord is.
The Lord is my strength and my song. My song.
Oh, the Lord. The Lord.
Lift up your voice. Sing it. Let it be your confession. Just say it out that the Lord is your strength. He is your strength.
My song. The Lord is my strength.
He is your strength.
My soul.
your hands to the Lord of hosts. I don't know what area of your life you are struggling with, but we are closing right now. Our time is a little bit spent, but I pray this very night on your behalf. Holy Spirit, touch your people. Touch your people. I shut every gateways that is exposed to the enemy in your life. Any byways and pathways they use to enter your life, today I shut it down. I declare no access in every part of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that any assignment they have over your life is nullified tonight. In the name of Jesus, from tonight may you see fruitfulness. From tonight may you see increase. I declare to those spirits and demons that waste us by noonday, that they will no longer waste your life anymore. That they should vamoose out of your life and leave you alone in Jesus' name. I declare to those demons that causes infirmities and afflictions over your life, that from tonight they should lose you. They should flee away from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.